Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
Because of a recent news story, I wanted to do a little postscript from my last podcast. As you may know, last week I finished up looking at a Presbyterian Church USA and some of their liberal views and doctrines. Now really, this story might shed a little light on how liberalism penetrates the evangelical church or evangelical Christianity. Eugene Peterson, who you may know, is the author of the Message Paraphrased Bible, and he's been in the news over the over really one of the most dramatic or drastic about faces since the World Vision debacle back in 2014. And I'll say a little bit more about that later. I want to look at this first article, which is from NBCNews.com. The title reads, "Prominent Christian Leader Proclaims Support for Same-Sex Marriage." Eugene Peterson, a retired Presbyterian minister and award-winning author, recently expressed his support of same-sex marriage, proclaiming the debate concerning gays and lesbians in the Christian church might be over. He says, "I wouldn't have said this 20 years ago, but now I know a lot of people who are gay and lesbian, and they seem to have as good a spiritual life as I do," Peterson said in an interview with Religion News Service. "I think that kind of debate about lesbians and gays might be over." Now, 84 years old, Peterson no longer works as a pastor. However, when asked if he would ever perform a same-sex wedding ceremony had he been working today, he responded, "Yes." Now, the next article I want to point out, and here's the drastic turnaround. This is from the Christianity Today recent article. "Actually, Eugene Peterson does not support same-sex marriage," is the title of this article. A day after a Religion News Service interview portrayed retired pastor and author Eugene Peterson as shifting to endorse same-sex marriage, the evangelical leader retracted his comment and upheld the traditional Christian stance instead. "To clarify, I affirm a biblical view of marriage, one man to one woman. I affirm a biblical view of everything," he said in a statement Thursday afternoon. Peterson stated, "Recently a reporter asked me whether my personal opinions about homosexuality and same-sex marriage have changed over the years. I presume I was asked this question because of my former career as a pastor in the Presbyterian Church USA, which recently affirmed homosexuality and began allowing its clergy to perform same-sex weddings. Having retired from the pastorate more than 25 years ago, I acknowledge to the reporter that I haven't had a lot of experience with this." Now, as I mentioned earlier, you know, last week I was talking about a local Presbyterian Church USA and some of their liberal views, and of course, I even went into that topic of same-sex marriage and the whole homosexual issue then in last week's podcast. But, you know, his denomination was actually liberal on a lot of other things, as I was saying last week, before he retired. In fact, when I was at Columbia Bible College 38 years ago, boy, ancient history, I remember at that time there was a big deal about the Presbyterian Church USA was leaving the other Presbyterian church that they were associated with. There was something like that taking place personally with some of the people I knew that went to the school that were attending there. And it was you know, a big deal about the liberal leaven that had gotten into that particular church. So the article goes on to say, this reporter, however, and this is of course Mr. Peterson continuing, he says, "This reporter, however, asked a hypothetical question. If I were pastoring today, and if a gay couple were Christians of good faith, and if they asked me to perform their wedding ceremony, if. Pastors don't have the luxury of indulging in hypotheticals," said Peterson. "And to be honest, No is not a word I typically use. Well, perhaps it's a word he typically should start using more often before he makes public comments. But and we'll actually see that in the next article, which was written by Matthew Vines, who's a homosexual advocate, professing Christian homosexual. And in this article, which is entitled, "A Beloved Former Pastor Retracted His Support of Same-Sex Marriage. It Will Harm LGBTQ People More Than He May Know." Now, Matthew Vines is the author of God and the Gay Christian and the executive director of the Reformation Project. And he says in his article, "Don't say anything you don't mean." That is author and retired pastor Eugene Peterson's rendering of Matthew 5:37 in The Message, his popular paraphrase of the Bible that sold millions of copies and endeared him to Christians across the theological spectrum. The more traditional translation of Jesus' teaching is famous: "Let your yes be yes and your no, no." Unfortunately, Peterson didn't follow that counsel this week in a statement he is now regretting. In an interview with Religion News Service's Jonathan Merritt, he was asked whether he would perform a same-sex wedding ceremony for a gay couple in his church who were Christians of good faith, and he responded with one word: yes. Now, this is Matthew Vine speaking. "As the executive director of an organization that works to advance LGBTQ inclusion in the church, I've been aware of Peterson's accepting views on same-sex relationships for more than 2 years. He shared them in smaller settings for some time now, including in a recorded dialogue at Western Theological Seminary in 2014, the video of which is now online. And as a matter of note, John Howler actually referred me to this video and told me that he was going to be commenting on this whole Peterson issue in his this week's prophecy update. You know, you might tune into his program, great program, on the internet, and he probably will be showing that video there. I may not have time to show it here tonight, or I can't show it since this is an audio podcast, obviously, but I may not be able to share the audio from that video tonight. But anyway, it is still online, as this man correctly points out, and I will try to mention later where you can find that video clip. Actually, it's on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O.com, and it's Western Theological Seminary. I might as well give it to you now. John actually sent me this. It says, "This is Chapel 2014-11-08. 090744. So if that's helpful to you, like I say, I don't think I'm going to have the opportunity to share that myself. But anyway, he goes on to say in his article, Mr. Vines, "This week Peterson found out firsthand just how steep the cost is of you know, his comments and not letting his yes be yes and his no be no." It says many conservative Christians who had formerly respected him denounced and dismissed him. It says the biggest Christian book distributor, Lifeway, threatened to pull all of his books from their shelves unless he took back his support for same-sex marriage. Now, speaking of which, I'm moving to my next article here I want to share with you. I would say that this is the possible reason that he did an abrupt turnaround and changed his tune, so to speak. This is the title of this article, which is from also from Christianity Today. Lifeway prepared to stop selling The Message over Eugene Peterson's LGBT comments. It says, as Christians on both sides of the LGBT debate acknowledged Peterson as one of the most high-profile evangelicals to publicly change his stance on sexuality, Lifeway Christian Stores stated that if the popular author indeed supports same-sex marriage, Its stores can no longer sell his books. Good for them. Lifeway only carries resources in our stores by authors who hold to the biblical view of marriage, stated a spokesperson for the affiliate of the Southern Baptist Convention. We are attempting to confirm with Eugene Peterson or his representatives that his recent interview on same-sex marriage accurately reflects his views. If he confirms he does not hold to a biblical view of marriage, Lifeway will no longer sell any resources by him, including the message. The Lifeway website currently lists 135 titles by Peterson, including dozens of versions of his Message Bible, his memoir, The Pastor, and his popular book on discipleship and the Psalms, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. The 84-year-old served for decades in the Presbyterian Church USA, which now permits same-sex marriage and openly gay clergy. But Peterson has been widely read, celebrated, and respected among generations of evangelicals, including pastors. And I'm not sure why myself, to be honest with you. And you'll see a little bit more. I'm going to take you back in the Wayback Machine, so to speak, and look at a couple of problems from the past concerning Mr. Peterson. But, one of the reasons why he's been so widely read, celebrated, and respected maybe has to do with Rick Warren endorsing him and quoting from him often. Obviously, Rick Warren has a lot of influence in the mega church world. So, money talks, and this could have a lot to do with why Peterson did his abrupt turnaround. The article goes on and says, after Christian author Jen Hatmaker affirmed same-sex marriage last year, also in an interview with Merit, Lifeway stopped carrying her books, citing significant changes in her theology of human sexuality and the meaning and definition of marriage, which contradict Lifeway's doctrinal guidelines. As Christianity Today previously reported, Lifeway, which draws in 2.7 million customers a year, has chosen not to stock or to discontinue several prominent Christian authors, including Joel Osteen, William P. Young, author of The Shack, and Joyce Meyer, due to its doctrinal standards. The chain has pulled titles from Mark Driscoll and books about heaven tourism, you know, those folks who claim to have died and given you a tour of heaven. And I think that's awesome, by the way. I didn't know that specifically until I read this article. So Joel Osteen, William Young, and Joyce Meyer. Boy, that's, I would say, probably long overdue. anytime you can stop selling those books, you're doing a good thing. Now, the next article I want to look at is from the site called Juicy Ecumenism. There's an interesting title, isn't it? And the title of this article is What in the World is Eugene Peterson Thinking on Marriage? By Jeffrey Walton. It says, in possibly the quickest change of direction in evangelical Christianity since World Vision USA reversed its employment policies concerning same-sex marriage, the Message author Eugene Peterson has endorsed and then opposed same-sex marriage in the span of one day. Peterson made news on Wednesday when Religion News Service columnist Jonathan Merritt published an interview in which the retired Presbyterian Church USA pastor was asked about his views on same-sex marriage. Peterson responded, I think it's a transition for the best, for the good. I don't think it's something that you can parade, but it's not a right or wrong thing as far as I'm concerned. Just in case that wasn't clear enough, Merritt circled back for a follow-up. If you were pastoring today and a gay couple in your church who were Christians of good faith asked you to perform their same-sex wedding ceremony, is that something you would do? Peterson said yes. That seems clear and unambiguous, but just as World Vision reassessed a newly announced policy of allowing employees to enter into same-sex marriages in 2014 after significant protest from donors, reportedly more than 3,000 monthly sponsors canceled in a single day, Peterson also seems to have had a few conversations. Seemingly, World Vision had not been fully prepared for the 2014 uproar. Southern Baptist leaders representing America's largest Protestant body strongly denounced the initial policy change. The head of the 13 million member Assemblies of God, a Pentecostal denomination, urged members to reroute funding away from World Vision, later urging support after the relief organization reversed its policy. Franklin Graham had very publicly lamented that World Vision no longer believed in the Bible. And interestingly enough, 2014 was also when Eugene Peterson had the dialogue at Western Theological Seminary, that clip that I mentioned earlier. Now, this is a little article that's concerning World Vision, that, you know, that same thing that that article there that I was just reading from. It says the international, and this is, by the way, from 2016, this was written. It says the international aid organization World Vision has run into rough waters again this summer. In 2014, they voted to change their hiring policies and allow the employment of gay Christians who choose to marry. Immediately, 10,000 people dropped their monthly financial commitment. In August, Israel accused a manager working for World Vision of funneling millions of dollars to Islamist militants in Hamas. Mohammed El-Halabi had run the World Vision Gaza branch since 2010. According to Israel's Shin Bet Security Service, El-Halabi diverted around $7.2 million of World Vision donations to Hamas each year. It goes on to say here, World Vision, this, by the way, is Understanding the Times. World Vision has always taken a critical stand against Israel. They have participated in the Hope for the Holy Land tours, speaking in churches and colleges and taking a harsh stand against Israel while defending the Palestinian cause. They have considered Israel an occupier. Now, what's interesting is that this same group, World Vision, and the same church, as I mentioned in last week's podcast, the Presbyterian Church USA, are both anti-Israel and are into, you know, speaking out against, you know, they want to encourage people, and they do not want their people supporting Israel financially or any other way. So kind of a interesting situation here with both of these liberal groups. I would classify World Vision as liberal, unfortunately, and of course the Presbyterian Church USA, which is the group that for 25 years Eugene Peterson was a pastor in. So moving right along, and this is what I mentioned earlier about wanting to take you back in my Wayback Machine. Basically, I think to show a couple examples of Mr. Peterson's liberalism. This is an older article, and this is from 2008 in Christianity Today, actually May 30th, 2008. The article is called The Trinity, So What? It says, for book endorsements, you couldn't top what Eugene Peterson said about The Shack by William P. Young. When the imagination of a writer and the passion of a theologian cross-fertilize, the result is a novel on the order of The Shack, wrote Peterson, professor emeritus of spiritual theology at Regent College. This book has the potential to do for our generation what John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress did for his. It's that good. Boy, I tell you, that's just awful. I mean, I love John Bunyan and his writings, and they've been such a blessing in my life. And man, to make that comparison. But that was in 2008. Okay, remember 2014, he had the video where he endorsed, you know, or showed support for the whole homosexual situation and same-sex marriage, whatever. And then, of course, recently it's come to the head, and then he reversed his position. But in other words, I'm going back into the past and looking at some things from the past from Mr. Peterson. And now this is another interesting point. I've never really dug into the message. I know a lot of discernment ministry and people that I respect have spoken about the problems with the message, and I pretty much respected their opinions without really digging into it that much. But I did a little digging, of course, and this individual, Justin Peters, and his ministry, he took selected passages from the message and compared them to New American Standard, King James, and New International Versions. And I'm only going to look at one here, and of course that's one concerning homosexuality. And 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, the New American Standard, it says, Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals. And then the King James Version, it uses the word effeminate for homosexuals in the same passages there. And the New International Version also talks about homosexual offenders, and not afraid to use the term homosexual. But in the message, those same passages, we read, don't you realize that this is not the way to live? Unjust people who don't care about God will not be joining in his kingdom. Those who use and abuse each other, use and abuse sex, and Mr. Peters wrote, guess what's missing? use and abuse the earth and everything in it don't qualify as citizens in God's kingdom. So there's that omission. Mr. Peters says, this one is serious. One of the sins to which the Apostle Paul is clearly referring is that of homosexuality. Notice that the message completely omits the word. In its stead, Peterson inserts the phrase, those who use and abuse the earth. The earth? From where in the world, or the text, as the case may be, did he get the earth? There seems to be an environmental agenda at work here. One could not read this passage in a real Bible and come away believing that homosexuality was permissible under any circumstances. One would never know from reading the message, however, that it was a problem in any sense. And of course, in Mr. Peterson's PDF file, he has several other passages that he examines, but we won't take the time because I wanted to limit it particularly to this whole topic, this issue of homosexuality, and the same-sex marriage topic that just came to light. Now, Lighthouse Trails research from their website, this is an older article called Eugene Peterson, The Message and Contemplative Prayer. And, I have endorsed and recommended Lighthouse Trails many times. They do a lot of really good work. And this older article was, of course, ahead of the pack, probably ahead of a lot of people, in exposing some of the problems with Eugene Peterson in the message. In this regard, contemplative prayer. And anyway, let me read a little bit from this article with the time that I have remaining. Writing a spreading tide of publicity enthusiasm, Eugene Peterson's The Message is sweeping into Christian bookstores, homes, and churches from coast to coast. In the first 4 months after its mid-July release, 100,000 copies of this New Testament in contemporary English were printed by NAV Press. And again, I don't know exactly the date that this article was written. 70,000 books were sold. Thousands were either donated or distributed at reduced prices to youth leaders, Young Life staff, and pastors who could share Peterson's message with their followers. Apparently, most readers were delighted. The message is so good it leaves me breathless, writes popular author Madeline L'Engle in her endorsement. She is actually one who was heavily involved with the Apostate Cathedral of the St. John Divines, an Episcopal church in New York City, which I will be talking quite a bit about in the future when I look at the Ghost of Liberalism future, and we'll spend some time talking about that at great length. So the fact that she endorsed it, that's a red flag for sure. Now, moving on. The Message is the boldest and most provocative rendering in the New Testament I've ever read, wrote Dr. Warren Wiersbe. Now, I've always liked Warren Wiersbe, and I like to hope that he just meant that it was provocative, not necessarily good. Bold and provocative, yes, maybe not good. I don't want to, I don't know the context exactly of his statement that's printed here, but let me move on to someone who I'm much more comfortable understanding that, you know, there's a very real sense of a lack of discernment with this particular gentleman. He says, and this, of course, is Jack Hayford. He said, "The Message is certainly destined to become a devotional classic, not to mention a powerful pastoral tool." Now, you know, Mr. Pastor Jack Hayford, now he's the gentleman who supported Oral Roberts back in the day. Some of you remember when Oral Roberts was kidnapped by the 900-foot Jesus there on the campus of Oral Roberts University, and Oral was telling his followers that if they didn't come up with the $8 million that he was needing to get the hospital out of debt, that the pastor was going to get it. You know, Jesus was going to bump him off. You know, I know it doesn't sound real, but it actually happened. And, Jack Hayford was totally on board with Oral, supported him, and that was not a big problem for him. Now, this article goes on to say, what does Eugene Peterson himself say? In his introduction to The Message, he tells us that this version of the New Testament in a contemporary idiom keeps the language of The Message and fresh and understandable in the same language in which we do our shopping, talk with our friends, worry about world affairs, and teach our children their table manners. This sounds like a good idea, but what if essential biblical concepts are not part of our everyday conversation? Should we then rewrite God's holy scriptures to fit today's more shallow and worldly communications? The article goes on to say that, I just talked a little bit about this before. It says Eugene Peterson has deleted the word homosexuality or homosexuals, unlike the King James Version, which also does not use those words. As I mentioned, it says effeminate. But with The Message Bible of Peterson, it changes the meaning of scriptures by inferring that it is not homosexuality that is wrong, but rather relationships that are not committed and intimate. And finally, to wrap up, Ray Youngen, in his book A Time of Departing, on pages 127 through 128, it says that Eugene Peterson has endorsed the back cover of Sue Monk Kidd's new edition of When the Heart Waits. She was once a conservative Baptist, and she found the secret in contemplative prayer, and has now become a strong proponent of contemplative spirituality. As I read her book, Sue Monk Kidd became a companion to me. I love having her walk with me on my journey. Eugene Peterson. And then finally, Eugene Peterson endorses Richard Foster, who's one of the big guns in the contemplative prayer movement. Anyway, I'm out of time. God bless you all, and I hope you'll be back with us next week.